Welcome to the Journey of You, Reflections on Faith, Identity, and Becoming. I'm your host, Tonya D. Venice. This is a space to slow down, breathe deep, and tell the truth about where you've been, where you are, and who you're becoming. Here, your story is honored, but it does not define you. It becomes your testimony. Wherever you're listening from, you're invited to settle in. You don't have to rush this journey. You don't have to walk it alone.
Good morning, Journey of You community. How are you all today? Most of the time, I think of a super encouraging or empowering message, and I'm like, yes, let me share that with them. But today, life is lifing, and I just want to talk to you from a place of truth and what I'm feeling right now in this very moment. And I'm going to start by reading a scripture to you. It's Romans 10:14. But how can people call for help if they don't know who to trust? And how can they know who to trust if they haven't heard of the one who can be trusted? And how can they hear if nobody tells them? And how is anyone going to tell them unless someone is sent to do it? That's why scripture exclaims, a sight to take your breath away. Grand processions of people telling all the good things of God, but not everybody is ready for this, ready to see and hear and act. Isaiah asks what we all ask at one time or another. Does anyone care, God? Is anyone listening and believing a word of it? The point is, before you trust, you have to listen. But unless Christ's word is preached, there's nothing to listen to. And so I think about just where we're at in this world, and everyone has a story. You know, I was at the hospital recently, and so many different people from so many walks of life were there. No clue what anyone was facing or experiencing before they walked in the door. Patients, techs, nurses, doctors, staff, guards, specialists, visitors, all dealing with life that keeps lifing, all dealing with some form of darkness in one way or another, each carrying something. We all need light. We all need hope. We all need prayer, and we need each other. Life is tough. You just can't do it alone. Encouragement, togetherness. Life comes with lots of twists and turns and ups and downs, unexpected events, loss, trauma, heartache, and pain, but there is also life, joy, fun, and adventure, all interwoven and weaved together. Jesus is the only constant, the vital anchor and source of strength, peace, and sanity. When you have that loss of hope, or you have a weight placed on the opinions of others, the intense pressure placed on yourself to prove to others your value and worth, the inability to love yourself, being unsure of who you are, or just existing in the day-to-day, all of this can be overwhelming. And if you don't have Jesus, you can feel like giving up. You may feel like that even with him. But he gives you strength to keep going, and he gives you peace and power and love and a sound mind. We don't always get what we want. It doesn't always go as planned. God knows better than we do, and his knows protect us from stuff we don't even see. His nose teach us, grow us, stretch our character and faith in him, allow us to expand and deepen our relationship and desire for him over everything else. That's where we've got to get to. We have to desire God over everything else. We can't be all the way real and show up truly as ourselves until we have been all the way broken. Sometimes life just happens when you least expect it. Someone does something or makes a decision that affects you, and you aren't fully sure how to react or respond. You experience a wave of emotions, and you try to make sense of it, but it doesn't add up. You are once again reminded of the fallen world that we live in, which is why it's so critically important to have Jesus in your life. He has to be that anchor, that steadiness, that when life is changing and different things are happening that are out of your control, you can still trust God and rest in him. The thing that I find is that he can be your peace simply because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. People will disappoint you. I'm not saying that to be mean or harsh, but it is 100% reality because we're all human and none of us are perfect. And so we have to be able to trust in God and rest in him because he's never going to leave us astray, lead us astray. He's never going to leave us or forsake us. That's why we can be brave and be courage because he's going to be with us wherever we go, just like it says in Joshua 1:9. And so today I would just want you to be encouraged that life may be lifing right now, as it does on a regular basis, because that's just the way it is, that the world that we live in, but being able to stay rooted and going to God in everything that you're dealing with. You know, sometimes we run to so many other people, places, or things trying to find the answers, but our best answer, our number one answer is Jesus. His word and his instructions to us. That is the best place. That's the first place we need to go. And then from there, once he tells us, okay, this is what I want you to do, once he, you know, impresses upon your heart which direction to go, then if you need to go and get further counsel to help execute that, so be it. But God needs to be your biggest desire over everything else. That is the only way you're going to have hope. That is the only way you're going to be able to move forward in the rough times and the tough times, you know, and you can't forget about him even in the good times. Because again, he is that only constant. And so that way, whether it's sunshine or rain, you can still have your peace, you can still have your joy, you can still rest in him. I find that even in the last few moments, of these past 24 hours, I was wrestling. And God brought it back to my remembrance that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and rulers of darkness. And so it's always spiritual. That's where the battle always is. And I just had to stop and say, Lord, I thank you. You know, I'm sorry that I was trying to figure out, okay, how is this going to work? And how is that going to work? And all these different thoughts, especially when, you know, you're a wife and a mom and you're trying to figure out how you juggle all of it, you know, and then you've got your work and you're trying to figure out, okay, well, how am I going to get all that done? How am I going to do this? And you're constantly trying to figure out in your own strength how you're going to make it all work, how you're going to make it all happen. And God isn't asking you to do that. He's like, trust in him where you're weak, let him be your strength. And I was just like, okay, like there's literally nothing I can do anyway. It's out of my control right now. And so I've just got to like take a deep breath and breathe. And so I want to tell you the same thing that whatever you're facing right now, I want you to close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and blow it out. Again, take a deep breath in and blow it out. Take a deep breath in and blow it out. Sometimes in those tough moments, the very best thing for you to do is to just breathe. Breathe and become intentionally present where you're at right in this moment. Not about what happened 5 minutes ago, not about what's going to happen in the next 5 minutes or in the future, but where you're at right now. Pay attention to your breathing. Pay attention to the beating of your heart. These are things that so many times we often overlook or take for granted, but it's literally God and a miracle every time we're able to take a breath on our own. Or have a beat in our heart. It's not something we have to control. It's not something we have to figure out or, you know, determine, okay, how are we going to take that next breath? Nope, God's got it covered. He's breathing life into us. And so we've got to just pour our life and our love back into him because literally we can't make it without him. We cannot make it without him. And so there's always a way for you to find something to be grateful for and to thank him for. Simply just for who he is. If you can't think of any reason to thank him, simply praise him for who he is and who you need him to be, because he'll be whatever you need him to be right now in this moment and every moment henceforth. If you need him to be your healer, he'll be your healer. If you need him to be your way maker, he'll be your way maker. If you need him to be your peace, your strength, your provider, your shelter, your father, Your friend, he will be each and every one of those things and then some. He can conform to whatever you need him to be to meet the need right now that you are facing. So trust him, rest in him, run to him if you need to. Lay in his arms and allow him to pour his love into you and give you, quenching you a thirst that will never run dry. Like his water will never run dry. So stay plugged into him. Run to him. His word is his love letter and instruction to you. If you want to get to know him better, read his word. Spend time with him. He will reveal himself to you. And the more hungry you are for him, the more he'll keep satisfying that hunger and giving you more and more of him and revealing more and more of himself to you. So let's pray. Dear God, I thank you for every listener this morning. I pray, Father, that you be with them, Lord, wherever they are stuck, wherever they are facing trials, tribulations, where life is lifing, things that are out of their control, that there's nothing that they can do right now but rest in and trust in you. I pray that you lead and guide them in the directions that you want them to go, Lord. Uplift and encourage them, Lord. Remind them that you're still there. Bring back your promises to their remembrance, promises that you said specifically to them, Lord, about their life. The purpose that you've given them, the assignment that you called them to, and the people that you want them to reach here in the earth, Lord. I pray that you stir up their gifts inside of them, Lord, that you renew the fires, fan the flames that are within them, Lord, for their love for you, for their love for your word, for their love, Father, for what you've called them to do, for their love for themselves, Lord, so that they can truly love others and have those correct boundaries set up. For people to interact with them, for people to be able to speak into their lives, and for the ones that they need to let go of, Father, so that they can continue climbing higher to reach who you've called them to be, Father. We pray that you be with them, Lord. Encourage them in ways that only you can. Pour your love into them, Father, so that they may overflow. Fill the hurting places, Father. Fill the voids, Lord, that they're searching for anything other than you, Father. Fill those voids, Lord, that their number one desire is you. We ask these things in your sweet Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For anyone that feels stuck today and you're not sure what that next step should be, you feel, you're stuck in a limiting belief or you're just stuck in a loop, a thought loop, anywhere that you are stuck right now, I want to help you get unstuck. So head over to thejourneyofyou.net/get unstuck and download your first 5 steps that you can do right now to start moving forward. I want to help you transform where you're able to flip the script that's constantly running through your mind, where you can shift your mindset and be able to see yourself the way that God sees you. Because only then can you truly become who He called you to be. Remember, this is your journey. It's where your life begins.
Thank you for spending this time with me on the journey of you. If today's reflection resonated, you're welcome to continue the conversation with me on Substack, where I share written reflections and podcast updates. You can find me at toniadbennis.substack.com. Thank you for being here.